I don't think so either. Let's look at Latash. This is a horse that I bet against every single time in Santa Anita. I did. No, I didn't win all of them, so, but I bet against him every time. Look at, his race on March 16th. He wasn't able to get the lead in a 45-4, and folks, that's crawling in Santa Anita. His last race, he couldn't get up to the lead in 45-2 in what was a very weak race. I would say, who's saying 45-4? I'd say that's pretty close. I want to make another point before we go on, and we're just going to have to make a bet here later. Look at his, take your pen, circle the odds now. His third race back, his fourth race back, his fifth race back, his seventh race back, and his ninth race back. Okay, he won his ninth race back in a maiden claiming race. We'll drop that one. After that, how would you like to have been in a steady bet on this horse every time you ran? That's why I was betting against it. It was well bet several other times, too. Just be, you know, when you're selecting your two horses, just don't go overboard on horses that seem to get beat. I mean, anytime a horse is 3-2, 2-1, 5-2, they look good on paper to somebody, right? Probably to us, too. Just be careful that you're not jumping up on their side to get over the river. All right, Latash, Sea Pride.
I have a question. Would you throw out a rail because it was on the rail with the horse down all the time?
Who's that?
Sea Pride.
I've already done that. We said that earlier. Remember, I was pointing out how strong the bias was.
Well, we're going back to 15 to make sure.
Yeah, well, we will, but we haven't done that yet.
That's what I was asking. Yeah. If you would do that.
Yeah. I said that when we chose the horse. I would submit that Sea Pride will get to the half at about 45-3, 45-4. Any problem with that? Okay. Now, the only horse that looks like he might be out of this a little bit at the half is Black Pride. Plus, he's drawn down on the inside, which is not going to help him a whole lot. In fact, it's going to hurt him a whole lot. Let's go back to this race now. Choose some pace lines. We chose the last race on Black Fire because it was so obvious. Let's jump down to Sea Pride and use the third race back. Let's look at Latash. Folks, what race do you want to use on Latash?
Third race.
Okay, now remember, his last race is what caused him to be off 2.5 points. But I would have a tendency to use it also.
Come back to work very regularly.
Okay, but again, so you're making a case for this horse, and I'm making the opposite case by circling all of his odds.
I know.
He's looked very good a number of times. And he has not even come close to delivering. But this is a good old time. Well, we haven't done it yet. We made him a contender. But this is a good old time turner. What's your own?
He's lost the race.
You see, it's 31st of March. 31st of March.
Okay, but remember now, the 31 March race is many levels above this because these are three-year-olds, and an allowance race for three-year-olds is much higher than a claiming race for 20s.
They're on faster as well.
Pardon?
They're on faster as well.
Yeah. See, with an older horse, a nine-runner's a one, and a 25 or 32 is about equal. That's why you have horses like Exotic Eagle stepping into a nine-runner's a one and winning easy. But with three-year-olds, a $20,000 claiming race for three-year-olds isn't even in the same world with a mileage race for three-year-olds. So you're going back a lot of levels on this horse to get that race. Yeah, I would, I'm going to still leave this up for discussion. This is kind of a thorny problem. A temptation is to use his internal fractions in the previous race. But there are some real negatives in doing that, because they don't stand up well. His last race is not really representative of where he can get to the half. What speed he can get to.
Yeah, but he was able to deal with a 45.5 mile, still almost 26 by a length. He can deal with the speed.
I've got to tell you what I'm going to do with this horse, I'm going to take his last race. Because this does, eventually, we're going to put all these numbers up here. We're also going to talk about, because he's going to come up kind of slow. We've also decided he's a couple of lengths, or to 3 lengths faster than his last race showed. So we're going to have to deal with that on a read. Now, Lot's Curiosity.
Should we click the third best race back?
Third race back? No, no, we won't. No, we won't. Third race back?
You will.
Third race back, you'll be in a loony bit by the time we're through with you.
There is last race.
Okay, first of all, this horse is an excellent mudder. And if you reach back and hit that race, you're praying for rain.
So is the Midwest.
That's the best race this horse is ever going to run in his life, probably. You've got to deal with one of the last two. That's right. I mean, in this case, there's no reason not to use the last race. We'll use the internal fractions on this horse. Now, there are some positives and negatives here. Guess what the negative is? He's never been in against $20,000 horses either. Let me tell you something about not having done anything in the sprint. Let me just race on February 15th.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sure I am.
That's the only one.
Okay, but what did that do right out of that race? He refereed on all the rest of those horses. It wasn't a disgrace. And besides, he was practically in the photo per second that day, because Payne, he was trying to chase that race. What a diplomat put him away, and two closers got him, otherwise he ran second. So you can't say he doesn't do anything in the sprint.
Maybe that's too strong of a statement. I'd like to see the sprint race back here to support the front running in a route. See what I'm driving at? You're just basically going on the route, and I don't see any sprint race support recently to say, hey, maybe if you were in the sprint.
Well, first of all, we're talking about getting the lead in this sprint. Shouldn't he get the lead in this bunch?
Yes.
Shouldn't he? He goes 21-4 at San Anita, there's no horse in this race can go anywhere near that.
Back in March, he was coming to you.
Okay, but what else you got to go for the next three or all routes, in which every one of those would put him in front of this field? Every one?
I agree.
Okay, I don't like him either. I don't like horses that they pull a rug out from under and they drop like this. But what, you got to go with what you can go with. All right, he is clearly a contender.
Oh, yeah.
And if I throw him out, I'm throwing him out for because he's being dropped, because I don't want to take the price on him. But I'm not going to throw him out because I don't think he can get the lead, because there's no data to work from. This is a field of very slow sprinters, and a very fast router has a huge advantage in this kind of a field.
Is it better or faster than anything else?
By far. Okay, the only other horse that figures to be fairly close to him possibly is Seapride. And Seapride, fortunately, is a presser. So, I mean, you may come home on that horse, but nevertheless, you can eliminate Lot's Curiosity on the drop and things like that, but you can't eliminate him because he doesn't seem like a sprint, because this is not a good field sprint. Steve?
Doesn't that drop with the jockey change only make it pretty desirable that day?
Well, see, that's what 40,000 people are going to say today at the racetrack.
At least going to be his favorite.
Yes, he will.
Oh, got it. Isn't that an encouraging sign to go back to even a race if you have to?
Yeah, yes and no. I don't like, I got to buy this. Because what happens is that it just dissolves. When you put Gary Stevens on a horse that's dropping, like, here's a horse for you. What's called Cool Scene yesterday.
Right, yeah.
Craig Lewis,
yeah.
Leading trainer, puts Gary Stevens on the horse. The horse is horrible on paper. But because Gary Stevens is on it, and and it was running higher a couple of races back. He's, there was 6-5 last time, and never got near the lead. So, I mean, that, I think that kind of addresses that.
He didn't have any previous form at all, though.
Well, he just had been getting in front of everybody, that's all. Last night, that's right. And then last night, they dropped him, or dropped her, and Gary Stevens gets on board, and the horse runs horrible at 6-5. What I'm suggesting to you is that you don't jump down the bandwagon with those 6-5s, that's all. Because this horse has got some, this horse has got some. This is a tough horse, I'm going to tell you, that makes this race very difficult. Because the horse has got some real positives. One of them is probably the ability to clear the race. The class of the horse is a positive. On the other hand, the class of the horse is a negative. Okay, here's a horse that was running for 50, had one for 40, was 3-1 at 50, and then was 4-1 at 40. And in all of those races, it failed, and now it drops all the way to 20. And I would make another point here, with a three-year-old, you don't want them doing this, you want three-year-olds doing this. Three-year-olds improve, and you never know where they're going to improve to. When they start pulling the rug out from under those three-year-olds, just be wary of it. I mean, if you like the horse, if he winds up your number one horse, just don't take less than 8-5 on him. I won't even take that. If we play this race, he could be one of the two horses. Let's just go to him. Who wants to run the, I think we have everything in here. I haven't looked up any adjustments.
So which base line you want to take when you see Brock and Sue?
See, third race back. What I'm doing is excusing the rail, the inside draws have been so bad, when horses are then able to draw outside, they improve dramatically. And since that race is recent enough ago, May 15th, and I'm certainly going to excuse the other two races. Let's run this race. We shouldn't run it raw probably because of lots of curiosity. 18, 16, 16, 17, 15. Yeah, let's do run this race raw. No, we will not do that. Who's got a copy of my beer? Okay. That's right. I'll ask you for some to read it to me, and we'll all use it.
Do you want the first
track? No. Oh, yeah. Curiosity. Sure. What is it? Okay. See now. See what he's. What did I guess? I guess higher than that. What's happening is that horse is just flying. That's why he winds up in distress. It's just uncontrollable. 22-1, 45, 45-2. And do you know what the par is for? The par is about 47. 46-4 or 47.5 for older horses at that level. And he goes 45-2. You and I would be looking for a place to lay down in the stretch, too. He's really got a lot of speed. Okay, June 17th in the first race.
Minus 0.20.
June 9th, 7th race.
Plus 10.
What are the sprints at?
Plus 2, plus 2, plus 2, plus 1, plus 2.
Let's use plus 10.
0.2.
Plus 10.
We'll use 0.10. That's a plus for lots of curiosity. Wachira, June 4th. Second race.
Plus 20.
Plus 0.20. Latash, April 6th in the first race.
Minus 0.15.
Sea Pride, May 15th to the 6th.
Fifth. Oh, no.
Sixth race.
Yeah.
Minus 0.25.
Okay, there's your numbers. Who will run these again? Donna, you want to run these this time?
Yeah, on this lots of curiosity saying there, you better keep two, like make it 40.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make a lots of curiosity's pace line. We said that he'll get to the half of 45-2. let's make that 45 and 2 then. We'll use the line. We'll use the final, we'll take the 2/5 off as the...
I was going to ask you, would you suggest making a step on the hips since Russ was saying you run that way all the time?
Well, we made an exception on the fraction. Let's use 22, 45, 2, 110, and 3. On Mott's curiosity. Then you're going to have to deal with the horses of 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. You are.
Yeah.
And if you can't see that before you put it in your computer, spend a little more time without your computer. Okay, yes.
Your variance for C-Pride on May 15th, I get a plus 1,
right.
1.5, not it's plus 25.
It's a plus, 1.5.
Oh, C-Pride? Somebody gave me a minus 25.
No. Oh, they were looking in the wrong
place. Okay, C-Pride's then on May 15th.
Plus 1.5.
Is plus 0.15. That's more reasonable. Okay.
Big swing.
It's a big swing. Okay, take 10 minutes while Donna runs the race. As part of our, unlike the last race, in this race I think you're getting, you're pretty much getting reality here. Lots of curiosity, if we did our work right, is flat going to be in front. So, I mean, if you make him the number one early, that's probably exactly what you get. As a two-horse bet, considering there are some negatives with Lost Curiosity and there's some positives, and he's also going to be a heavy favorite, I would imagine, is Lost, do you want Lost Curiosity as one of our two horses here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I think you're very much in the minority. How many want Lots of Curiosity as one of the two horses from the group?
You mean to bet after laying on or just to pick the winner?
Well, yeah, to bet. I mean, we're going to pick two horses here as though we're playing at the racetrack. Then I'll tell you what I would do in this race, okay? All right, how many want Lots of Curiosity?
One.
Okay, on paper, the horse looks like he should just kind of clear this race and keep going. The consensus.
Third fraction.
Pardon?
Can you run that third fraction?
Can he run it? Probably not.
I mean, taking those 2 ticks off, can you give him more of a third fraction?
Yeah, he probably can't run that last fraction. But I got to tell you one thing: is that if he runs those first two fractions, he doesn't have to run that last fraction.
And it's still
okay. So take a foot per second off. Take a foot per second off of that. Make it 51.48. Okay. Before you decide you don't like him, take a full foot per second off that last fraction. What do you got? You still got the winner. Based on the negative, there's the serious negative that I mentioned is this drop after drop. I mean, it's really serious. And what happens is you got races like Cool Scene last night. She plotted to lead by 5 at the second call. 5. She never got to the lead at 6-5. But that's what happens. These horses regress to such an extent that they look like they're going to do these things, and they wind up not doing them at all. Projecting the race. Lots of Curiosity is the quickest horse out of the gate based on his route fractions. Although, Latosh, who's coming off of a layoff, is also a beaten favorite a number of times, and C-Pride, both are going to be fairly close to that horse. C-Pride is being favored by an outside draw here. So when you start looking at the horses that are going to be running second, Latosh and C-Pride, based on these numbers, figure to run just about neck and neck for second. Okay? And then C-Pride, I believe, no, Latosh slightly outfinished the C-Pride, but it's a push here. They're almost tied for second W. Of the two, C-Pride seems to be the healthiest of the two horses. Because one's off of a 2.5-month layoff. It is also getting beat every time you put your money on it. And C-Pride looks like he might be the right horse to be sitting behind Lots Curiosity. In any case, if these numbers are right, if we've done our work right, Lots Curiosity leads around a turn by probably a couple of lengths, and C-Pride and Latosh are both kind of ding-donging it for second. Now you have to decide whether or not Lots Curiosity is going to perform to what you think he'll perform. If so, he'll go ahead and win. If he falters, who's the logical horse to pick him up in here?
Shira.
I want somebody to say, I want somebody to say Latash first.
Well, first of all, the price to ring out, don't finish your horses down there.
All right, I want somebody to say Latash.
Latash.
Okay, we said Latash is what kind of horse?
Thoroughbred.
Okay, is he going to have to lead in here probably? Okay, then you got to make him a presser to be able to get to the, to pick up the pieces. Who's the presser? Sea Pride or Latash?
Sea Pride.
All right, probably 80% of the time you'd be right on this call. And that call is that Sea Pride is the one that will keep going, and Latash will probably be the one that will be discouraged by not having the leader, being right with that leader. Now that's a close call, because sometimes these horses continue to plod along, and when the leader stops, the horse may still wind up in a winner's circle. But 8 times out of 10, you're going to be right on this call by saying Sea Pride is the one that's logically to pick up the pieces if Lost Curiosity falters, and not Latash, because he's not a presser. We already said he wasn't a presser. And when you make an early horse, when you call a horse early, and he can't have the lead, or won't, shouldn't have the lead, then he's no longer an early. Then he's kind of a nothing. So now, somebody wanted Wachira in here. Wachira's last race. This is a race in which he only went 58.76 feet per second to the first fraction. And it shows him gaining a lot down the stretch. But look at his last fraction. That's not exactly a blockbuster. He didn't come home all that fast. And where does he figure to be at the second? If he loses a full foot per second at the first call to these three horses, he's going to be out of it a bit, right? So he's going to have to be able to pick up some speed. Now, I'm not saying he won't win this race because he's a contender. We said he was a contender. In fact, we said all of these were contenders. The only one I'd be really surprised about is Blackfire.
Yes.
Because he's down on the rail and he has no speed, and his second fraction is dismal. Okay. If you really want to bet closers, you want closers that can accelerate in the second fraction. So Blackfire would have. Blackfire doesn't do anything. In fact, his last fraction is not very good. Yes.
I see your point, and I agree with you about Sea Pride. However, I'd like to point out one thing. You put an offer on the clock because it's being made in favor. Sea Pride can be in favor.
I don't like it.
I just want to point it out. I agree that he would be the logical horse, though.
That's where we are now. And I agree. I don't like a horse that gets beat with money on it.
Would you pass this race? I would pass
it. I pass almost all three of it. Now, I got to tell you what I would probably do. If for some reason, because I'm going to make this an if bet, if for some reason Lost Curiosity came up 2-1 in here,
sure.
I'd probably go for it. If I were betting two horses, my second horse would be Sea Pride. You know, because that draw is really strong. I mean, that inside to outside draw has been strong the whole meeting. And in that third race back, he ran very well in that race. He just got beaten in the late stage.
2-1, to me, that means the horse really came up soft. I would expect excuses. The horse would be 4-5.
Well, see, I would say so too, except Blackfire is the consensus horse.
Yeah, but I think they made a bad
choice. It's a good point.
So you wouldn't mind if he's 2-1, right?
No, I don't think so. I probably will pass the race. Okay.
Yes, that's
okay. Well, we're trying to get to the horses. You're handicapping with me. And we'll still have 4 or 5 plays. This probably just would not.
Would maybe alive in the double.
Might be alive in the double. But I would not. If we used the first race in the double, I would not put everything to Lost Curiosity because that drop in class is major. It's very suspicious. It just looks like he's not getting any better. I hope I haven't completely unraveled all of it because we're going through all of this process, getting to a certain point, and some of these races just. If you want to just play your numbers, you bet this one and one of those two. That's as simple as that. Yes?
Something bothers me up there. You've got a 1-2-2-3. Shouldn't that be a 1-2-2-4?
A 1-2-2-3? Sea Pride's a 3-2-3.
No, it should be a 3-2-4-3. That's what I got on my phone.
Okay, maybe
that's who should be 3 there.
I got a 4 versus 10 case.
I got a 1, 2, 2, 3, 4 the way this computer came up.
That depends on the computer. Some of them are going to increment it one more.
Oh, okay. That's what the readout does say, but yes, you're right. I would have made it a 4.
This is the way that Howard prefers it, like this. The way you have it is the way everyone else in the world prefers it.
Yeah, I would prefer it to be...
well, that's the way it is synergism.
Depends on which version of synergism. Pretty figured a way to do it the way Howard likes.
Okay, and as far as energy is concerned, we really can't knock anybody out. The closest we can get to it is Wachira, because he's right down at the very bottom side of the building, except that's the closest we can come to it. So this race is really difficult to get through.
You like Wachira with 5247, that's going to be the same size.
Yeah, well. He's got the best last fraction.
Yeah.
If I were to get interested in Wachira, I'd need like a 5650 or something like that. I would need some acceleration on the field in that second fraction.
Yeah.
And the only horse he accelerates on in that second fraction is a horse that's basically slow anyway. Black Fire.
Tom, I'd suggest that 5247 could be quite attractive for an energy, given a lot of other factors. And I'm not necessarily even talking about this specific race, just the energies. Because the atypical energy, I always give a second look, and it can have real possibilities sometimes.
Okay, agreed.
And exactly.
And it's too sustained, too.
Particularly when it's within the parameters.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree with that.
Because what it says is what Wachira is going to be expending energy at a different rate from any other horse in the race.
For the speculators in the group, you might want to use two of these three horses. For those of you that are conservative, if you can get over the class drop, you've got a zero in here, because the only horse that even comes close to matching par, anywhere near what par might be for the level, is Lots of Curiosity. That's why I would pass this, because I wouldn't be willing to take that class drop at that price. But also the rest of them, if one of the others wins, it's basically because Lots of Curiosity couldn't perform. And I don't like to base a bet on default. And that's what that would be. The race would default to one of those other ones.
If they claim it or not, to be.
Pardon?
If they claim the horse or not.
And I can't imagine somebody claiming that horse. Except Roger Stein, he claims everything.
And then where's the
back in 4 days? Yeah, he does. And that's twice in 4 days. Okay, for the sake of the class, probably... Lots of Curiosity is one of our horses. Is that what we said?
Yeah.
I agree with that. And the second horse in the class?
Sebra.
Okay, there was some support for Wachira, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
Use him in the number.
Okay. Now, if we were doing one of those handicapping seminars, I would probably say Lots of Curiosity is the horse to beat, and you'd have to have a price to play. Sea Pride is probably the logical horse, and maybe what's your third? I don't like Latasha. That doesn't.
Yeah, actually, you might get not a great price, but a decent one. He's second in the consensus.
Second in the consensus, yeah.
And a lot of people are going to look down, and they're not going to see that internal. Internal, to us, it's so obvious. But they're going to see, what was he beaten by?
18 lengths or some such? 11 lengths? 18 lengths?
They're going to look at that, and they say, that horse is out. And... Yeah. Internal fractions, it's second nature now for us, but remember, that's a very sophisticated concept to the public out there.
Unfortunately, this is the first time a top class rider's gotten on this horse, too. So that's going to bring money back to it. The rest of them have
been. Who's riding?
Solis is with George Velasquez, but he didn't do it well here anyway, so. Well, that was Vasquez anyway. Solis has been the only other reasonably high-ranked rider on the horse. So that'll drag a lot of money to it, too.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Of course, that will drop Lots of Curiosity, and he has these numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Would you play him if there one horse?
Great. Okay, let's talk about that. Suppose Lots of Curiosity was not dropping here from 37.5 to 20. If he was not dropping in here, I would go to the bank on it. I would absolutely play this horse. I would. This would be a one-horse play, which about probably three-quarters of my plays are one-horse play. This would be a one-horse play for me. I would line up at the window and get down on that horse. I'm just not willing to play that kind of money with that kind of a drop, because it's really a negative sign, especially for three of them.
At what price would you take under the scenario you just described?
Not for a major, major play anymore. Under the scenario I just described?
Yeah, what
if he was still at that price, then I'll deal with an if.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I would take 8 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. In this situation, I think 8 to 5 might be a little short, because you got to buy into that price structure. And just, but I wouldn't let it scare me where it says in distress after the finish. I wouldn't let that scare me necessarily, because he was running suicidal fractions. We would have all been in distress. We would have all been in distress after that. We would have all been washing, that's for sure.
What did you
Are there a lot of races for this level?
Yeah, it's 14 days, that's about right. He's all right. I mean, he'll have the lead. I mean, he's got a lot going for him.
Okay. What did it mean in distress after finish? What kind of what
in distress? Yeah. He was just probably wobbling around. Might have had trouble breathing. He wasn't lame, but they said lame after the finish. It wasn't lame. Okay. Did anybody get anything out of this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't win with the SART program, but you can win with your own program. So once you've made that program your own and you understand it, and you understand what these numbers really mean, and they have a meaning for you, then you can start using them. Right now, they're just numbers. Now, someone says, well, this horse ran 60 feet per second. That's a meaningless figure. I was so confused at the first. I went to a seminar that Howard put on for his more advanced people. And I was terribly confused, because they were talking about all kinds of crazy things that just didn't make sense. And I work in an industry that lots of people don't make sense in. The insurance industry, there's people there that can talk for half an hour and not make any sense. At least certainly not to the layman. And it was the same kind of deal. I now listen to tapes of that thing, and I thought, what was I confused about? It starts to make sense. And it'll start for you, but don't expect it to come overnight. But that's a very good way to start, because you'll actually see what you're doing. The computer doesn't do anything that the calculator doesn't do. It just does it a little quicker, a little easier, a little faster. And sometimes I think that can be a disadvantage. Tom Brohammer tells me if he really hits a bad patch, he many times puts his printer away and copies them all out laboriously by hand. And I've tried this. It's tedious and it's dull and it's boring, but it also shows you if a horse has a number one horse and number two horse have a gap of only a little tiny bit, you pick that up. If it has a big gap, you pick that up too. And sometimes we all get a little lazy when we have a nice printer there, and we tend to fall back on the computer's resources and forget our own thinking. The computer is this. There's no decision making involved in that computer. The computer is not making the. All it's doing is adding and subtracting for you. And that's what a computer really should be doing. But there's no artificial intelligence built into this. So many of the computer programs, and I've run dozens of them, literally. You put in the purse, you put in this, you put in that, you put in a jockey, and it's adding points, and it's coming up. This is the best horse. It's made the decision for you. And it's what in the computer industry they kind of call black box. Something goes in, something goes out, and they not only don't tell you what's in there, they don't want you to know what's in there. Something mysterious. That's why they get to charge $5,000 for it. This shouldn't be a black box to you. It is right now, but if you take it apart and work with it, it won't be. Anything else? Yo.
Other materials that are mentioned on the back of this.
Yes, very much so. And Howard will talk more about what else is available and what else is later.
You have to try it out.
Yeah, you have to try it out.
He doesn't want us to listen.
Yeah, if this is not the only way to win. And a matter of fact, with what you have tonight would. It was certainly more than he had when he started, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I have a little book over here in my bag by Huey Moll. Cost me $2.95. And it is an explanation that is clear and lucid of face handicapping. You can get it from Gamblers or a Book Club in Las Vegas. It's a wonderful little book. I highly recommend it to everybody. $2.95, and it lays out face handicapping beautifully. He does it miles per hour instead of feet per second, but same difference.
Like yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Pace is the race.
Hold on.
The race is pace.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dewey Mullen, NAHL. The race is pace. The pace is the race.
Yes, all 64 pages. Wonderful book. I highly recommend it. I just bought it when I was in Las Vegas at another one of these
seminars.
Pace
is the race?
It, certainly worth the $2.95
at best.
You call it $800.
Yeah, you know, I think they advertise occasionally in the racing.
I'll bring it.
I'll bring a catalog.
I'll bring their 800 number. You can just any book on gambling you want, on any subject, the most obscure subject you can imagine. Gamblers Book Club generally will have them. And you just call an 800 number, give them your master visa or whatever, and they'll put them on that page. And they're a very good resource.
Do you have any specific charts that you recommend using to begin with? Any that's more or less conforms to what you're trying to do?
Oh, record-keeping forms? Yeah. I love to make forms. I sit at my desk at work and make forms and try them out. Yeah, I'll be glad to give you one of mine if you want to try it. But not everybody likes forms. Not everybody does that way. So that's not everyone's cup of tea. You don't want to, if you enjoy making forms and being real methodical, that's one way to do it. I do it because I'm terrible at it. And if I don't have a little white box to fill in, I forget to put it back down, which annoys me no end because I got to go back and do it again. So basically, for me, it's laziness. It gives me something to do at work. $800-634-6238. That's Gambler's Book Club. And if you call them up, just ask for a catalog, they send you a whole catalog. Sure, how to beat Keno. They have a lot of good stuff in there. The Race is Pace is just one of their books. They don't have Howard stuff, though. He won't let them have it. I don't blame him. Any other questions? And I'll get off and let someone who knows what they're talking about go on. All right, thank you very much. And again, if you do have one of the things that impressed me most when I first became involved with Howard Sarton was that all of his people, without exception, were open to talking to newcomers and helping them. And at first I wondered, how did he get so many nice people? And I'm still not quite sure, but I think part of it is you realize that he has given you such an immense thing here, what it was such a powerful method that can really work. And he's such a nice guy that there's no way you can ever pay him back. So I know I can't pay him back, but I can sort of pass it along. They were nice to me, so I'll be nice to you. So if you really need any help or you need any guidance or anything, and I can help you, I'll be glad to. If I can't, I can probably give you the phone number of someone who can. All right?
What's your number?
Talk to me afterwards. I'll be glad to give it to you. Okay?
Call me.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
You guys have a lot.
Thanks, Dick.